Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Dr. Bree Show, The Goddess Emergence, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone, to the Dr. Bree Show. You know, being a goddess is really important to me, and the re-emerging of a goddess is so important. We come in many different looks and fashions and where we live. And you're listening to a show today that is going to be so much fun. I saw this man on Facebook and I just laughed. And every time I saw him, I laughed. And I thought, this guy, he's already like going to. Here we go. Guys, it's going to be what it's going to be today. So we're Facebook Live with Andre Bola, which is the dream shaman. Hi.
Hi there.
There you go. You can say hi. Anyway, yeah. So, you know, when I saw you on Facebook the first time, I rolled. I just laughed because you brought such a sense of humor. We take this work so seriously that we forget to laugh, and we don't have to be this seriously all the time. You know, and you brought such humor to things, and we've had conversations since when I contacted you. And you're like, I just want to help people. And that's what goddess is emerging. And people always say, what does that mean, a goddess? You have to be a female. No, it's a guardian of developing society. And that's what we are. We're guardians for the planet and to help people and guide them. And so, you know, the one thing I want to find out is, how did you come up with the name The Dream Shaman?
Ooh. Well, yeah, like you said, I'm Andre Bola, the Dream Shaman. And the name The Dream Shaman came to me, I think it was 30th November 2017. Uh-huh. Wow, good memory.
Good
memory.
So
I had a dream. It was a lucid dream. I had some crazy things, and you know, when you have these dreams, crazy things happens. But I remember at the end of the dream, I was like getting those old, you know, where you have those old VHS cassettes,
right?
And you put into the TV screen.
Uh-huh.
Like, we have those where I was a little baby, and actually, we physically have one of these old videos where I'm like 1 year old and I'm like, my father's like hammering or something, working to, and I'm like, yeah, it's got a nice rhythm.
Uh-huh.
And in that dream, I saw like a TV screen, and then I saw myself as a little baby, a little child, and my brother. And I was like very happy, like almost like a Buddha, like just so happy. And my brother in my dream, he was like a little bit nervous and anxious, and then he jumped to me and he said, "You a little shaman." Seriously, I woke up from the dream and I was like, what did just happen? And then I had this realization, and I was looking back on my life and I was like, okay, when you were a kid, you were always this happy boy and you were collecting rocks and feathers and you were talking about seeing ghosts and crazy things. And my mom always says, when you were a child, you always said, I'm not from this world. And I remember, like, somehow I must have always been a shaman. like I see myself as a little child, and it's like it's always been there. And yeah, it came to me in a dream, and I love dreaming, so this is how the name The Dream Shaman was created.
That's great. It's a great story. Yeah. I love that. You're looking back in a TV and you're seeing yourself or whatever. Yeah. And then your brother comes out and go, you know, like a little Buddha, you know, and it's like, yeah. I'm listening to this and I'm trying not to laugh and be serious with you right now. And it's like, oh my gosh, how can you not laugh at this guy right now? Going through a TV, coming back and looking back and knowing that you were always a shaman. And what that is telling me, you were just bringing all your memories forward.
Yeah.
And if you can remember that far back like I can, you know, down deep inside of you, that is who you are.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, that's a great story. That is just such a great story. So what are you doing? I love it too. So, you know, I've seen you do your meditations and I get your newsletters and stuff. And it's amazing what you're doing right now and how you're bringing yourself out. First of all, what I want to do is, how can people get a hold of you? Give us all the information that they need to get a hold of you.
You mean like connecting with me?
Yeah. You want me to speak German here? Would that be easier?
Also, als erstes.
Jawohl, let's go. Come on. Okay.
Genau. So there's the website.
Uh-huh.
I have a website with my name, just my name, andrebillow.com. But I also have a new website, which is thedreamshaman.com. So this is mostly about the dream shaman and energy healing. Also, like on my other page with my name, there's also the other projects that I have, because I'm very, I'm like a person who's diving into different themes. So that's also about the music and anything that God knows what I'm doing. Anything that I'm doing with my name. So it's connected with my website.
Right.
And
you know, there's multiple sites.
Facebook.
Right.
The Facebook page, The Dream Shaman. And there's also another Facebook page called the Sound of Divine Love.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been much going on because it's a co-creative page.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? YouTube.
There you go. YouTube. You got them all.
So you can find my music and what I do, like sometimes energy reports or... this year I've started a video series about spirit guides. Mm-hmm. So these things are on my YouTube channel.
Good. So I want to talk to you about, what is your favorite meditation?
The first thing that comes to my mind is it's Zen meditation. Somehow, although I really like, I love visualizing things and like doing travelings, like shamanic traveling.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, you know, miracles can happen once we can cool down the mind. And when I did really the first meditation, it was Zen meditation. I'm really grateful for that, because a friend of mine, he said like, oh, we could try that out. And I'm like, that would be nice. I've never done that. And so we did Zen meditation, and where you just sit and you just focus on your breath and you do nothing. It's like diving into the nothingness. And it's just really
like going
into the void, and it's it's like you could say maybe it's like a goddess energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the tapping into your own feminine, into the silence, into not doing, not saying, not acting anything. It's like we live in this troubled world, and it's always, especially here growing up in Germany, it's like, oh, you have to do. What do you do? What do you do for a living? Well, I breathe. I dream.
And that's true, but you... Okay, I've had some wild dreams too, so I understand. Let me tell you. There's shopping, all sorts of things. Yeah. But no, but these dreams are important because a lot of times it brings remembrance back to us. So I can't, sorry, I'm laughing so much. Okay, so I'm telling, oh gosh, it's good. I was going to go, I'm going to be serious on this show with you, I promise, but it's like, okay, there, wait, I lost it. So we remember things in our dreams. And a lot of times we're traveling out of our body as we go. And it isn't that what you're saying you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you, so when you come back, you're back in your body and you're getting yourself grounded and you're working with people this way. How does it help others?
It's not, I'm not sure if it's really like astral traveling, what I do. It's more like, when I do healing sessions, it's more like doing the distance Reiki and then adding up things.
But
I don't know. It's all interconnected somehow.
Yeah, no, I understand because I've gone through it. And so we,
sometimes I go on a journey in those.
Right.
Sessions. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It's like going back to sometimes even past memories of that person.
Mm-hmm.
Could be past life things also.
Mm-hmm.
Or some like karmic images come up. And how I'm helping people is I helped them to get back into their alignment. So align with their divine self. And
okay.
Doing those travels, those energy healings are more like an alignment.
Okay.
Like looking what's not on the soul path and getting it back to what's really aligned with the true soul's purpose.
All right. Well, we need to take a quick break. We're back more with Andre Belleau, the Dream Shaman, and myself.
Your best friend happy at Button Veterinary Hospital, your veterinarian in Tacoma, Washington, a full-service companion and animal hospital providing quality veterinary care throughout the life of your pet. At Button Vet, they understand the special role your pet plays in your family and are dedicated to becoming your partner in your pet's healthcare. To learn more about Button Vet, Dr. Daniel Jensen, and their other incredible veterinarians, visit buttonvet.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Beyond Symptom Management into True Wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in The Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to The Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And there's a difference between the astral traveling and traveling out of body when we need to go get information, come back and help other people. And I'm wondering, you know, that's what I do through the goddess light and being connected with the divine feminine right now. And obviously you're very connected with the divine feminine. You combined your masculine and the divine feminine in you all in one, which is really great because a lot of men are having problems right now. They're being brought down to their knees and you're just accepting it, which is wonderful. I have to just say that's the greatest thing ever. So as you're traveling, you're bringing back messages inside of you, and you may not remember them, but when you're doing your work, is it coming out of you then when you're doing a healing?
It's not so easy to explain. But yeah, when I do these shamanic journeys, it's almost like a movie unfolding. Mm-hmm. So, or like for me, sometimes it's like a video game. I'm just following what my spirit guides are showing me. And I mean, many things I give to the divine and give to my spirit guides and work with them together. But then sometimes I'm like, okay, what needs to be done here? And then they show me things like, often it looks like it's symbolical or some kind of karmic things. It's like you move a rock out of a path or like off the water, so it flows again, so the energy flows again. Or sometimes like when it's karmic things, it's like people come up and then, well, you have to make peace with them. It's like people from the old karma come and they're like, oh, we messed up something, and then you have to be creative and find ways how everybody gets happy. And it's like traveling through multiple dimensions, like through time when it's like past life or parallel things. And sometimes it can be really, really weird things that the mind is like, what's going on here? And you feel like you're suddenly in a Star Wars movie. And I'm like, okay, I'm kind of a Jedi fight here and I'm just doing this now. And then later I tell the person what's going on and I don't understand anything. And the person's like, yeah, it's accurate. That's exactly what's going on. Okay.
So it makes sense.
You have to just trust it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It will make sense in hindsight.
Right.
One of my new favorite words. Hindsight.
My favorite word now, hindsight.
Vocabulary.
No, but it makes sense because I've been through that. And it's like we're bringing this information back and we leave and we allow our guys to do the work. And we're sitting there going, okay. It may have looked weird to us, you know, like Star Wars, like you said, right? But it makes sense to the person we're working with.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they might have had a big connection from the starseed system, you know, and that could have been a way of bringing that through.
Exactly. And also what I experience is that when you're an energy healer, your spirit guides always work with you the way that you understand it. So they... What the spirit guides would not work me in ways I wouldn't really like understand. Like now you do a motorcycle race or something, like what? So they speak in a language that I understand. And
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I understand.
That's also how I got to the sound healing.
Yeah. Tell us about your sound healing. Yeah.
So the language that I've been speaking all my life is music. And I've been very talented with music, I have to admit, even though I'm like, I have these some kind of archetypal things to deny my own greatness. But in fact, I'm just very good at music. And when I, as a teenager, when I picked up any instrument, I could just play it and create melodies with it. And well, how did I get to sound healing? It's good, yeah.
Okay, so you could pick up any instrument and play, yeah, and come into that, and then you, yeah, found a way to do sound healing.
Yeah,
help yourself and others, right?
Yeah, I also studied to become a music teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's really good because somehow my soul loves teaching. Mm-hmm. But practically, school wasn't really right. It's like too small. And but then what also happened in 2015, I went to learn Reiki. Mm-hmm. So I started with meditation and energy healing. And then I think it was a year after that. Yeah, 2016. I started to experiment a little bit, and I was like, I could implement Reiki into music. I didn't know if anyone did that before, and by now I don't know how many people do that, like putting energy healing into music. I've seen my Reiki teacher doing things like, okay, you put this into some oils and sprays and crystals and cards, and you put the energy into that, but I haven't seen people put energy healing into music. And then I experimented a little bit with that. Also, sometime I got to experiment with the 432 Hertz tuning.
Good.
Because I was listening to a lot of meditation music at that time. And then I was playing songs and writing new songs in the 432 Hertz tuning. And the sound healing came in. Well, there's I don't know if we have time for the story about the magic numbers, the music album that I recorded in 2016.
Wow.
I'll just keep talking.
Yeah. You want me to keep talking now, or you keep talking?
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I was in 2016. I was reading a book. It's called The Chakra Revolution, in German. And I bought this book on a spiritual fair, and I was like, it's another nice story. I was like, I want to buy something from this person. I really love her. What am I going to buy? And I was doing this like self test, you know, these like, yes, no. This is no, this is yes, like doing these body tests.
Right. We call them muscle tests, you know.
Muscle tests. So I was like, I'm gonna buy something, and I thought I would buy something nice, and it was like testing myself, and my body said, you're gonna buy this Chakra Revolution book. And I'm like, and I tested again. I'm like, really? I don't want to change my chakra colors. No way. This is ridiculous. But I did. So in the book, she describes new chakra colors, like, for example, blue. Uh-huh. The root. And there are meditations. And then in the meditations, she describes, says, put on some nice relaxing music without vocals that support these meditations. And I was like, okay, let me look on YouTube for root chakra meditation. And you always see these pictures with these big red flowers. And I'm like, I don't really want that. So I ended up making my own meditation music.
I think that's wonderful. Yeah. I really
and
think
that's how the magic numbers were created. So that's connected with the chakras and also with numerology. like giving each chakra a number, and then somehow I connected that all into the music.
So you change your chakra colors? That is something I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Of someone doing. That's pretty wild for me even. Yeah. And I'm a little older.
But anything can change.
Well, yeah. With energy, it's all energy. Yeah, you can change those things about us. That's true. You know, it's just that, you know, I've never heard of that, and taking the blue stone for your root chakra, you know. Yeah. And so that's something really interesting to me. I got to look that up and find out more about it. So with your music and everything that you're doing, you're coming up with things that are helping yourself or is going to help so many other people, you know. And I know you we both like to go around, laugh and stuff, but when it comes right down to it, you have so much to offer, and you're going to keep growing and growing and guiding people. And I seen that in you the first time I saw you. And it's like, I had to reach out because there was a specialness in you. And now after hearing the story about picking up, you know, an instrument and being able to play it right away, that is amazing. That is really amazing. I mean, you know, not too many, it's a prodigy, you know, and some people go, what do you mean by prodigy? Well, it could have been a past life thing with you. And so coming forward into this lifetime, you brought energies forward that needed to come now for people to understand. And you're at the perfect age for the fifth dimension, you know, and raise up higher. And it's like you're going to be able to reach the younger group of people. And I think that's really important, because sometimes they look at people like my age, right? I'm going to be 60 pretty soon. And they're going to say, oh, you're old. And with you, they're going to go, oh, look at, he's good looking, long hair. Yep. Now we're going to listen to him. All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. We got to take a break.
Robbins, published author and channel, connects our hearts to the hearts of beings in advanced civilizations as she taps into the cosmos. We are living in important times now as we merge our consciousness with these of other realms and raise our vibration and awaken to who we are and why we are here. Learn to live in unconditional love. Visit DianeRobbins.com today and immerse yourself in the many books, newsletters, and channeling Diane has to offer.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back, everyone. So during the break, this guy is hilarious. Andre is hilarious. You guys look him up on Facebook, wherever you can find him. And I'm going to tell you what, you won't want to stop watching him. He's hilarious. So the thing about it is he brings fun and ease into spiritual topics of meditation, energy, spirit guides. And he just blew me out of the water with changing your chakra oils. I said oils, get that. You got me out there.
Change your oils.
Yeah, clean your oils out once in a while.
Clean your oils. You're like a vehicle, like a motor. You need to change your oils from time to time.
With better energy, right?
Yeah.
So you were talking about that, and then you said during the break about other things that you've done. Yeah. So I want to hear beyond. About that. And beyond, yeah.
So beyond changing the chakra colors, I had a joke on my lips. New energy for your engine or something.
Yeah,
like
there
that.
You go.
Okay. Changing the colors, and then that was in December 2016. I brought out this music album, Magic Numbers. Mm-hmm. And in that month, I also connected with cosmic guides. So I have to put these spaceships in before I go to the other chakra colors, so it all makes sense. I was connecting with my cosmic guides, and I had, two or three people, like reading my aura, and I've asked them, and they're like, okay, you've got some blue and green and Arcturian, Sirian energies. I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
Well, you activate with the Arcturian energy, right?
Yeah, but there was like people telling me before that, like you've got that energy. And then I was starting to question, because I always question, I'm curious, but also sometimes skeptic. So I question things and like, what is this? And yeah, like curious, like, come on, Arcturians, talk to me. And then one night I was here in bed, and I think it was around Christmas time. And then suddenly I had this massive blue light, and I saw like, not really with my open eyes, but more of like, it was more like a vision somehow. It's not like suddenly ET comes into your room, it's like, hi, and it's more like a vision.
Right.
And I was sensing some powerful energy of some blue kind of being. And I was like, oh, okay, let's talk. And then I started to just telepathy talk to that being, and mm-hmm. It was very interesting. So this being introduced itself to me as an Arcturian star brother. Mm-hmm. And I think we had several conversations then, and what I found very interesting was when I asked, so that was like the confirmation, okay, that I have an Arcturian spirit guide with me. And I asked, how long have you been with me? Because I felt like, okay, it's just coming in. It's Christmas now, so nice present. But the being said, I've been with you since you've tuned your instruments to 432 hertz.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, that's been all summer long. So that means you've also been with me when I did the magic numbers. And he said, yes. Oh, okay. So I actually did Arcturian sound healing with this music without even knowing it. I was just channeling healing energy, and I didn't know that that it was also connected with the Arcturians.
That's wonderful.
And then it started to take off, and then I started to channel this Arcturian energy, and I started doing overtones, even though I didn't really know how to do it.
Well, it's somewhere and, back in your cellular memory.
And this sound healing came up, and then we developed these sound healing, sound activations for the chakras. And in those, we don't even use blue or some other colors. In almost all of the chakras, we just used gold. So golden, visualizing golden light in all the chakras. That was very interesting. So purifying the chakras with golden energy.
You know, that really makes sense to me. No, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because the other day, I had a show on with Dr. Pat, and I'm talking about the golden door that had appeared in front of me with the light language. And I'll be talking more about that on the 21st. But the thing about it is this golden energy that's coming in. It's coming in from Christ Class. It's coming, you know, our star brothers and sisters are bringing it in, and it's coming stronger and stronger and cleansing them and clearing them and activating them with the gold energy. I mean, it makes sense to me. Yeah. You know, other people might not go, what the heck we're talking about? Well, you have to be way out there like he is and I am. You know, we're just way out there. We do our thing and we come back. But eventually they'll catch up to the ones that don't understand what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, but that's amazing doing that. So tell me about, you know, the 435 hertz that you did. You know, I want to know more about that.
So it's 432.
Oh, 432. I'm sorry.
That's good.
Oh, well, thank you.
You know, I love correcting things. I think that's like that's one of the reasons why I'm here.
Probably put me in line today.
I'm the corrector. Oh gosh, sometimes I feel like I'm this divine professor who's like, oh, there's something off track here.
I'm already calling you
like a teacher somehow, like a school teacher almost. But
that's funny. It's funny. So,
The 432, it looks nice in numbers. Mm-hmm. When you, I don't really have the numbers in my head, but it's like when you cut it down to single frequency wavelengths, it comes down to numbers like 1 hertz, 2 hertz, like right. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. It's really basically, when you use the standard tuning, which is 440 hertz, standard tuning in mainstream music, you get really ugly numbers. So the numbers are really nice when you have lower notes and they are not 1, 2, 4, 8, they are more like 3. Blah, 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 6, 9, very ugly numbers. But, So it's very natural, I think. It's like a maybe like with the heartbeat, and I'm not really just a scientific man, science man, but I know that people have like they study these frequencies and found out that 432 hertz is more resonating with many more things, and also like with the sound, the frequencies of the earth and different things. Mm-hmm. But more important than the math in the brain is the feeling that you get.
Correct.
And I found this very interesting when I just practiced it on my own, and I found it to be so much more beautiful in 432 hertz, so I stick with it. And I also tried to convince other musician friends. And I remember once I played, there's a 432 hertz player, you can play music on your phone, and it just automatically turns the tuning into 432, and you can switch it on or off. So I played a song on my phone to a friend, and I said, just feel it instead of just listening to it. Just feel it in your heart. And I had it in the original tuning and also in the 432 hertz tuning. And my friend said, it felt much more calm and like loving. Almost, you could almost feel like that energy just from the music, mm-hmm. tickling in the heart. And the standard tuning is okay. I know that one. And if you have an uplifting music and the lyrics and the music is great, it has also a good emotional effect, like feel good. But then he listened to the 432 and it was like, oh, that feels interesting. It's like it touches you really in the heart. And he didn't know which one I had on, and he could feel the difference. So you just gotta feel it.
Well, you know, the light language comes from the 525 hertz, and it's amazing what it does. I had some people that were singing it on my one show, and they were like, it was amazing. You know, when you feel that energy and that calmness that comes from the higher octaves and stuff of the hertz.
Yeah.
And, you know, it comes from the celestial realm, it comes from the Arcturians, it comes from everybody when it comes right down to it. The Christ consciousness, which is great. You're very interesting, Andre. You really are.
And always want to discover.
I'm telling you, there really is. And so, I mean, you're at the perfect time in your life where you can start discovering all these new things to help other people. And I really believe that a lot of this is in your cellular memory, and you brought it back to help, you know, was born with this to bring it back to the planet to help other people. And, you know, we're going to take a break here again here in a few minutes, but, you know, when you come back, I want to talk about some of your rock songs. We got to talk about them. We'll be back in a little bit more with Andre and myself.
To keep your best friend happy at Button Veterinary Hospital, your veterinarian in Tacoma, Washington, a full-service companion and animal hospital providing quality veterinary care throughout the life of your pet. At Button Vet, they understand the special role your pet plays in your family and are dedicated to becoming your partner in your pet's healthcare. To learn more about Button Vet, Dr. Daniel Jensen, and their other incredible veterinarians, visit buttonvet.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific for the Dr. Bree Show, The Goddess Emergence, and live the authentic life.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
So I had to, during the break, we were laughing so hard that I wanted to hear about his rock music. And I thought the guy would bring a guitar. He brought a ukulele instead. So, see, I told you. All right. Play me some music.
Okay. I want to play something that I'm working on, and I haven't published it because I don't like my voice. But now I'm just doing it live, so my troubled mind cannot get in the way, and it's a Lakshmi mantra.
Okay.
And just go with it. So ukulele in 4/3/2 hertz. It's probably also some kind of Arcturian sound healing coming through it. Lakshmi, you know what Lakshmi is? The goddess of what?
Keep going.
You know it. Goddess of prosperity, right?
Correct.
So prosperity for all of us. So I can hear myself. Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha. That's so good. Ooh. Prosperity, yes. So, yeah, that's good. So until I'm happy with my voice recordings, you will see a very, very extraordinary version of this song. Mm-hmm. And I've recorded like with a djembe for the drums,
uh-huh,
bass guitar, and many electric guitars. So it's going to be very rocky and very melodic.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, prosperity is very important. Lakshmi and God's Lakshmi is very important to her with us right now. And so, you know, your vocal sounds and stuff, I was listening to them and stuff, and I'm going, I'm hearing the Arcturian, and I'm hearing the shaman in you. I'm hearing the goddess in you. I'm hearing all sorts of different beings in you. And you came with a multiple of energies inside of you. And you have so much to bring to the world. Thank you. And to the universe to help a lot of people. And, you know, the activations that you're doing, and even in your singing that you were just doing right now, is activating a lot of people. And you need to know that. And, you know, the high energy that you carry is what a lot of people need right now. And the humor and laughter, like laughing on Facebook for almost, you know, whatever, you know, a half hour and stuff, you just start laughing, right? And so many people need to understand that. You know, one question I got for you, and I'm looking at some notes here for a second, right? So you're going to start a Nectarian Sound Healing Academy. I saw that.
Yeah, and I'm going, it exists.
That is going to be so cool.
It already exists since last year. I just need to spread the word more.
Okay, well, we're spreading the word.
Yeah, we're spreading the word now.
We're spreading the word today and stuff because he has so much to offer. Andre, you guys got to get a hold of him because, I mean, what you've seen today and what I've seen on Facebook, it's been hilarious. But yet he's so serious about his work. But at the same time, he wants to have fun. And that's what we're all supposed to be doing right now. Spirit and the goddesses do not want us to be here, you know, not doing our work. You know, but they want us happy, not to be serious all the time, because when we think of work, sometimes people think of it as drudgery, and it's not. It can be fun. And I know I have fun, a lot of fun with mine. And, you know, the things that I've seen in you and what you've brought to other people, and including my own life, because sometimes I go back and just watch it, you know, when I hold it up for a while. So it's on the clip on a Facebook, right? I have things to do and I get a little upset. I come back and I listen to you and I just start laughing. I'm going, okay, that made my day for the day, you know? And, you know, the card readings that you do online to help people. And, you know, you're giving so much of yourself to others. And so I want to thank you for that today. And on all the days that you do that for people, you know, you're just a giver. And you come up with more information every day for people. So is there any words that you'd like to leave our listeners with today that you think that they need to hear?
So one of the reasons why I love the Arcturian Sound Healing Academy is that I am convinced that what I do, anybody can do. So that is why I'm teaching people to explore energy healing and combine it with music. And like when I can play a music instrument, and I'm also good at teaching it. I just got the Arcturian Sound Healing Academy for my guides, and like the best way I can help people, bringing all these things together into one. And, but besides that, the most important message was, and always will be.
That's right. Love.
Love. It's all about love, and love is the highest vibration of the universe.
Correct.
And everything we do is like aligning ourselves back to love. Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking to somebody, you know, a lot of people are afraid to change. Yep. And I'm thinking, how can they be afraid to change to love? You know, but I'm seeing it more and more happening right now. You know, people are changing and they are feeling the vibrations changing. And, you know, they're saying, you know, so this is what love feels like. True inner love, not a man and woman type thing, you know, just a true inner love that they're feeling for themselves now. Yeah. Because of what our Star Seed brothers and sisters are giving us in the Black councils and the whole command. And I could go through them all, and the Christ consciousness and the goddesses, they're all bringing us love down. And so much of lately, of all that's been hitting the planet, and you're just we're a vessel for them to bring those messages through, you know. And some, you know, who knows?
When these people are afraid of change, what you could ask them is like, imagine a worst case scenario. Where do you see yourself in 10 years from now if you keep hating yourself?
Right.
Where will that lead? And do you want to live that life? And then imagine how would your life develop if you would really, truly love yourself, know yourself, and live your true life purpose? Where would you be in 10 years from now? The most happiest person. So there's no other way.
And that is so true. And thank you for saying that today. Thank you so much, Andre.
I'm also doing a jumping in here in the last seconds. For the next full moon, I'll be doing a self-love program.
Okay, great. All right, we got that in there. We got to get off the air. I'm running out of time. Thank you so much. You're welcome. And I'll see everybody next week on the Dr. Bree Show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Dr. Bree Show, The Goddess Emergence. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and other communication our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or the Goddess Emergence, visit www.drbreegibbs.com. That's www.drbreegibbs.com. And we'll see you next time.